Have you heard from your kids?
Yep.
I haven't heard from your kids.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this first Sunday in February of 2021. Another Sunday in Epiphany, the fifth Sunday after Epiphany that we celebrate. As we gather here today, let us be thankful for everything that God has given us. God has given us another day to live in this world. I always say that it's great to see the sunlight in the morning when I get up. And when I stand up, I'm thanking God for another day that God has given us to live in this world. Our life is a gift from God, and every day is a gift from God, so that God can use us for the blessing of this world. And also we can gather here together, also in the church and online. That's a blessing. Better is one day in the house of the Lord than 1,000 days elsewhere. That's what David says in his psalm. So let us rejoice and worship God together. If you can turn your bulletin for the announcements, in the second page you can see the regular announcement listed for the Georgia Mountain Food Bank. Continue to do that ministry through our church. And the Joy of the Journey book will be used for the proceeds will be used for the Piedmont missions, our church missions that we are supporting. And if you have any mail or checks to mail to the church, please use that address listed there. And as I always say, if you know anyone who is struggling with the COVID pandemic and have trouble paying groceries or paying for utilities or things like that, primary basic needs, please let me know. We will talk with them and support them as much as we could. And we thank you for all the continuing support. The attendance and collections are listed at the bottom there for your continued prayers and support. As we all know that we are thinking about redoing our parking lot, so please keep that in our mind and start pledging on that. We are looking for about $30,000 of budget. And in the next maybe 1 year or 2 years, if we can pledge that amount, as much as you can give, the rest will come. I know that the rest will come. But, you know, pray about it and think about that, and we eventually, probably after the next meeting, we can make some pledge cards, if we could, and take some pledges as well. So please pray about it, and thank you for your continued presence and support for the church. Are there any other announcements? If there are no other announcements from anyone, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 98, To God Be the Glory.
To God be the glory.
glory, great things He hath done. The redemption, the purchase of God, to every believer the promise of God. Why, lest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus accordance. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, oh, to the Father, to Jesus, yes, Lord, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing to Jesus the Son. Purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. To the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, You are the beginning and the end, the Lord of the living and the Lord of the dead, and we come before You as Your children to worship You and adore You. On this beautiful Sunday that You have given us together to gather in Your name, Lord, we pray that You will be with us and bless us with Your presence, so that we can glorify Your name and Your people be blessed. We thank You for all the great things that You have done in our lives. We thank You for the gift of life You have given us, Lord, and also all the blessings that come with us, come with it. We thank You for all the times and the people that You have given us together in this world. We thank You for everything. Everything is a gift from You. As we come before You, Lord, we pray that You will accept our praises and offerings today in our songs of praises we sing and the prayers that we make and the communion that we partake today and the meditation of the word we today bring honor and glory to Your name and blessing Your people. Let Your name be lifted up. Help us, Lord, to worship You in truth and in spirit with all the angels in heaven and the saints in heaven and this world. Bless us together as a church. Guide us with Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now. We can say hi to each other and say hi to people online as well.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning, Martha.
Hi,
we have a bunch of people here today, and I wanted to recognize some of the new guests that we have. I know they have been here before. There are two prophets in there, Jeremiah and Elijah. Welcome. And Sela and Ariella, welcome too. Great to be here with you, and great to be with all on the online. Bob and Kathy, nice to see you guys again. And Robert, nice to see you. And Jan and Harry, good morning. Chuck and Vicky, good morning. And we heard from Martha and Miss Lou and James, good morning.
Good morning.
I think that's it. Thanks for all joining together here to worship together. Now the choir will be singing an anthem, Trust and Obey. Please remain seated and join them on the screen or 467 in the hymnal. Responsive reading is taken from Psalm 34, 1 through 8. Please stand if you are able and follow it on the screen.
Continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and be glad.
O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord who answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
Look to God and be radiant.
Radiant.
Radiant. So your faces shall never be ashamed.
The poor cried out, and the Lord heard, and saved them out of all their troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear God, and delivers them.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in God.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Awesome. Good job.
Good job, Sam.
Thank you, Audrey.
Good job.
Good job.
It's our prayer time now. As we come together, we lift up our prayers of blessings to thank God together as a church family. And also at the same time, we lift up our prayers of burdens and concerns together and go to the throne of grace of God, trusting in the promise that God will answer our prayers according to His time and according to His will, which is far better than our time and our plans. So let us go to God in prayer together in faith, and follow me on the prayer request at the back of the bulletin. Please continue to pray for these people and these items listed there on a regular basis in your regular personal prayers. Continue to pray for Martha for continued recovery, and Jack also for his continued recovery and healing. I wanted to bring up a family of our, a friend of ours who passed away on Friday. He was our friend for, 25, 30 years as a family. They have been part of our family for everything. In our kids' Sunday school, they taught our kids' Sunday school. And then in their schooling, in their education, in their wedding, they were all part of everywhere, and we are so heartbroken that Larry is gone. He's 78, Larry Blankenship, if you can add that. And his wife, Jean, is heartbroken as well. He was very healthy. He was a football player when he was young, very healthy, and used to take very good care of his body. But he had a minor stroke, went to the hospital, stayed there for 5 or 6 days. Jean could not get to see him during those days. And finally they found one problem after the other, and then he died. So it is very hard for all of us. So please keep us in our prayers as well, and Jean and the family. And what a blessed family. He donated his body for the medical students to study. And I was so happy when I heard that he will be here for a long time with us. So please pray for them. Are there any other announcements?
I have three. I always have somebody. Jerry Spence, he's been sick in the month of January. He had his gallbladder taken out, but something happened and it, all that bile went into his system. God left him here for some reason, because I told him to share the comment with all the people. His name's Jerry Spence. And then one of my classmates passed away. His name's Mike Suttles. And then Kenny Sutton, if the dad of girls cut my hair, he had breathing problems, and he had 2 tests for COVID, but they were negative. But he went to hospital, he had pneumonia, and then he had COVID, but he's been on a ventilator, and they're going to try to wean him off of it. So, and every time they try, something happens, you know, he gets agitated. They said that's normal. But just pray that he can come off. For the law of prayer, and he's a pastor in this area.
Kenny Sutton.
Kenny Sutton.
Any update from Jim?
Well, I talked with him Tuesday, and he was doing better. Now, Jolly actually went to see him.
Oh, you did?
That was several weeks ago. But and then I did talk to him, I guess it was Friday. No, I guess it was Thursday I talked to him. Called him back on Saturday, and he's doing much better. He was pretty alert and talking well.
Okay.
Yeah, he was last Tuesday also.
Okay. And let him know that we are praying for him.
But he said, "Tell him I yellow."
Any other prayer requests? Did you get to go to your brother's?
No, we won't go this month.
Okay. How is he doing?
He's okay.
It's okay. Any other prayer requests? Let us pray for our country as a whole, the president, the vice president, and all the governors of the states and people who make decisions that affect our lives every day, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit to do the right things. Let us also pray for our frontline workers, the healthcare, doctors and nurses, our service people, police, military, and all those people who are working behind the scenes to protect us, to serve us, during this risky time of pandemic. Let us hold them up in our prayers on a regular basis, that they will be safe and they can do their work the best of their abilities. Let us pray for those who have been affected by this pandemic. A lot of people are grieving at the death of their dear ones, that God will bring an end to this pandemic soon. And also the vaccination efforts are going to be effective, that let us pray that God will guide the efforts that they are doing. Are there any other requests? If not, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and I'll close with a summarized prayer. In the book of Philippians, Paul writes, "My God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." Loving God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promises that you will answer our prayers and you'll be there to listen to every need that we raise. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to come together as your children pray to you, Lord. Thank you for the gift of salvation that you provided us through your Son Jesus Christ, who came to die for us so we could become your children. We come before you with the boldness of faith and the promise that you have given us that you will answer all of our needs according to your will, and we trust in your promise at this time. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us, the good health and strength in our bodies. All the gifts that we enjoy in our lives are from you and you alone, God. We thank you for that. Along with those, we are bringing up our burdens and concerns and some of our hurts and griefs at this time. We particularly pray for those people whose names have been lifted up here. We pray for the Blankenship family. We have known Larry for a long time, Lord, and we are going to miss him. But we know that he is with you at this time. We pray for Jean and the whole Blankenship family at this time. Comfort them, Lord, with your presence and fill them with your peace. Sometimes we do not understand why things happen in our lives, but in the midst of all of those things, we know one thing for certain, that there is a God who loves us even more during these times of grief and pain. We pray for Gene Brown, as we heard that he's getting better, and thank you for the continued healing. We thank you for the continued healing for Martha and Jack, and be with them also and their families. We pray for Jerry Spence and Max Searle, and especially we pray for Kenny Sutton, as he is in the hospital with ventilators, and we pray that you will heal him according to your grace and will. Above all, we pray for peace in all their hearts, and the people who take care of them will be guided by the Holy Spirit. We pray for all those people who are troubled and in problems with this pandemic in various ways, losing jobs, losing homes, losing their dear ones. A lot of people are grieving, Lord. We pray that you will bring an end to this pandemic soon, and the vaccination efforts that will be effective, that we can contain this pandemic sooner than later. We know that you are a good God, and you only desire good for us, and we thank you for that. Be with all those people who are working in the front lines, our doctors and nurses and all the medical professionals and the researchers are doing research in the background. We pray for our service workers and delivery people and our military, police and fire, all those who are working, putting their lives at risk. We thank you again for their services, Lord. We pray for their continued safety. Bless them, Lord, with your presence and comfort them with your peace. We pray for our nation as a whole. We pray for our president, our vice president, their cabinets and the Congress, and all the governors and all those people who will make decisions that affect our daily lives. We pray that you will give them the wisdom to do the right things and to do the right decisions. We pray for your guidance and wisdom for all of them and us as a country. Lord, we pray that you will be with us as a church as we look forward to the coming year to do more and better for your kingdom, more faithfully in the situations that you have given us, Lord. Bless us to be a blessing to this community and also a blessing to this world, to reach out and share your love to others who are in need. Bless today as we worship together, Lord, with your presence. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord, that we can lift up your name, that you can bless us according to our needs. Bless the communion service that we partake today as we share the bread and the blood of Jesus Christ. Bless us, Lord, with your presence and power so that we can be out there witnessing for you powerfully in the days to come. Bless us and guide us together as a church family so that we can be powerful witnesses for you wherever you place us. Be with us, Lord, and guide us. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The ushers may now come forward and take up the offering, please.
We are you. We are you. We are you. from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and more we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord, as an offering. You are the most gracious and merciful God. From your open hand we receive the gift of life, health and joy and fellowship. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers and presents, gifts and service to support the ministry of this church and the mission of the church around the world. We ask you to accept this offering of people, and we thank you for those who were able to give joyfully, and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the reading of the word, which is taken from the Gospel according to John chapter 2 verses 1 through 10.
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not come yet." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with the water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. He called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving and eternal God, we thank you for the word that you have given us, Lord, as life and spirit. Bless us with the power of your word, that it will become life and spirit in us, Lord, and also life and spirit to this world through us. As we come before your word, we pray that you will give us a humble and obedient spirit, that whatever you tell us to do, Lord, help us to obey that and become more useful in your hands in the days to come. As we meditate on your word, illumine our hearts so that we can understand the spiritual truths and the meanings behind it through the Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A sign posted in one of the doctor's waiting rooms, in the hospital waiting room, once I saw read like this: "Our doctors are at their best when you are not." When Jesus was there in that wedding in Cana, which we all know the story, there was a big problem that they were in the middle of that Jesus was able to handle much better than anybody else who was present there. There are so many messages in this story that we can learn and study from this passage. God wants us to enjoy every moment of our life with celebration and joy. God does not want his people to be sad and grieving and painful. He does not. He wants us to be always joyful and celebrate. But unfortunately, in a fallen world where we are living, It does not happen very often. We have hurts and we have pains, we have griefs and we have sufferings in this world that we live. Our lives goes down and goes up the hill like a roller coaster sometimes. The wedding of Cana, wine which was very important factor in their reception, in their ceremony at that time, ran out in the middle of the celebration that was going on. In the middle of the celebration, their joy ran out. For the Jewish people, those days the custom was to have celebration. The wedding lasted for several days. And particularly, it is a public event. That's what I learned when I started learning about these things more. It's not a private event for the Jewish people, at least at those days. The whole village is celebrating together when there is a wedding. They dance on the streets. And then the groom's family is responsible for the reception and the food and the celebration at the end with the food. So when it comes to running out of wine, which is the drink of the time, and running out of that is a big thing for the family because their celebration is done. For the Jewish people, it is their joy ran out in the middle of the celebration that they were celebrating. But God can take the desolate moments in our lives and make them delightful memories. That's why I titled today's sermon, From Desolate to Delight. Even in the most desolate circumstances, Jesus can, or Jesus will, work together with us to make it a delightful memory that will last forever. God celebrates with us in such moments and He does not let us lose the joy. God not only likes for us to enjoy the celebration but also intervenes to maintain joy when we run out of joy unexpectedly. So when we started reading the passage, if you paid a close look attention to it, it says Jesus did this, turning water into wine, as the first sign of His ministry. The first sign. And also it says that it happened on the third day. On the third day of what? If we look at the previous passage, previous chapter, we read that we understand that it is the third day after Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. So Jesus' ministry was about to getting started. And here He was invited to this wedding. And in the middle of that wedding, they ran out of wine. And they all looked up to Jesus. Particularly, the mother of Jesus, Mary, who was also invited. Probably this was a family that was related to Jesus. Apparently He was there. Mary went and told Jesus that their wine ran out. Then you can see the reply that comes from Jesus. So what is that for you? Making matters so worse? Sometimes we feel like that. When we go to God with our needs, desperate and crying in tears, we may not hear much from God. Or we may think that God is not listening to our prayers, but everything is acting against us. Then He also said, my time has not come. So whenever we are in the midst of a situation where our joy runs out and our celebration goes down the hill, when we bring it to Jesus, remember that He is the only one who can handle it better than anyone in that crowd. And I believe that Mary knew that was the case. That is why she went to Jesus. I don't know what she thought when she went to Jesus to get more wine. She probably thought that He would send one of His disciples to get some more wine from the store. That's what probably she thought. As a human being, that's what I would think. But look at what happened there. And then, when Jesus responded like that, Mary was not shocked or taken aback, but she told the disciples, do whatever He tells you. you to do. Watch his words. And like I said, I don't know what Mary thought Jesus was going to do, or Jesus was going to tell the disciples what to do. But he did an amazing thing. He told them to fill up all those jars of stone that was placed outside the house. So their washing ceremonies, they washed their hands and feet before they enter the house. That's what those pots are used for. And he asked them to fill all of them to the brim with water. They probably thought that water was running low on those vessels, and so they probably thought Jesus was trying to fill it up or doing something. But I don't know, in their wildest dreams, that they would ever imagine that this water was going to be converted to wine. But look at all the situations that are happening there, where Jesus takes the unexpected things and transforms them to be a blessing to that occasion. The stone jars that were outside the house were not supposed to be inside the house serving the guests who have been invited. But he used those stone jars that were supposed to be outside, become a blessing and an honored jar inside the house now, because it is not filled with water anymore. It is filled with wine that Jesus is blessed with. And that's what we learn from this, that God takes even the most unexpected source and use that source to bring blessing in our lives that we may not even imagine or think about. When water is converted to wine, it is not something that to Jesus is a miracle. To God, there's no miracle actually. The miracle is for us. When we see things that out of the ordinary or out of the reason of our mind, we call it a miracle. But God does not have miracles. That's what I believe. God does not have miracles. Because everything is according to his plan and his doing. Because God converts and changes water into wine every day. I keep on saying that every time I read this passage. If you walk around or drive around, when you go through a vineyard or some places where they grow grapes, you can see God changing water into wine, water into grapes. The plant actually takes the water from the ground, and then it produces the fruit and mixes up all of that components together, the sugar, the color, the sourness, or whatever that composition of that juice, the grape juice is. Can any scientist ever create something or imagine how that process works? I don't think anybody knows how that process works. God made that plant to take the water from the soil and convert it into juice, and it's happening every day in front of our eyes. Is that a miracle for us when we see a grape seed? It's not probably. To me, it's a miracle. It is a miracle. God is doing miracles every moment in our lives. Sometimes we fail to recognize it or fail to notice it. Every moment of our life is a miracle. God is with us in the middle of our desolate circumstances, and he will make sure that his people will enjoy the celebration. The signs are a very important role in our daily life. He said, the passage says that Jesus did as the first sign. Sign of what? We know there are many signs in our lives that we have to pay attention to. The highway signs that we regularly drive, and we drive around, and we have to follow those signs. If you don't follow the one-way sign, you know what will happen, right? Many people just ignore those things sometimes. But most of the people who pay attention to those signs, that's why our life is so convenient and set up like that, because we all follow the signs. And then there are vital signs that doctors and nurses check on us to make sure that everything is going okay with you guys, our body and our lives. So these are signs on a regular basis that we watch out and learn from or study on a regular basis as we live in this world. But this particular sign that Jesus did was a sign with a message behind it, a miracle with a message. As we all know that the John's Gospel, if we read that, it's a lot of symbolism and similes that John uses in his Gospel. So he's saying that this is one of the signs that God, Jesus did as the first sign of his ministry. The one sign that I learned from this miracle that Jesus did was it teaches us the demonstration of God's best in our worst. A sign is something that indicates the presence of existence of something else. This sign that Jesus performed indicates that God is at his best when we are not. It is a sign that says that God's power is made perfect in our weakness. We are weak. We are vulnerable. And we don't know certain things, that how things happen or why things happen. But if we listen to God's word, God's word will become perfect in our weaknesses, and he can desolation. The miracle is also a sign to teach the world that life can take a quick turn very quickly. In the midst of the celebration, they ran out of wine. In the moment of the blink of an eye, our life can take a quick turn. And we see that every day. Going to a doctor, going to an appointment. And I was talking to Jean as she was praying with me on the phone. Never thought that Larry would not ever come back. He went to the hospital for a stroke and he was getting better. But like in the blink of an eye, things started turning down, going down the hill. And we never know what happens. This is a message, that sign that was teaching. Life is so fragile that we don't have control of our lives, and in the blink of an eye, things can go from good to worse. Desperation to sadness sometimes. Like I always say, that not having enough wine probably does not look like a great deal to us, but it is a great deal to the people who hosted this party. And I heard and read that in those, because it's a public event, people are invited publicly, and if they are not treated properly with food and the reception that they deserve, it becomes a big, big black mark on that family. And I heard that even some of them can get sued. I'm glad that I was not there. To a party get sued, hamburgers on a barbecue party. That's what it was. It was a big deal for the whole family. Wedding festivities, like I said, lasted for several days and everybody was expecting certain things. And the groom's family is supposed to be responsible for all of that stuff. I don't know what, like Mary expected Jesus to perform. But regardless of what she thought, Mary knew that Jesus was able to handle the situation better than anyone else. And so she told the servants, do whatever he tells you, because Jesus is the right person to go to when you are in need. It is also a sign that our ordinary life experience can turn into an extraordinary event. How many times would that happen in our lives? God takes our everyday life, the mundane life or the boring life. Sometimes we go to work, we come home, we go to work, we come home. All of those moments of boring life sometimes we think can be changed and transformed into one of those extraordinary events in somebody else's lives. It shows that God's grace is free and is always better than anything else. And it's also showing that Jesus blessed that stone jars full of water, which was there, left outside the house as a ceremonial cleansing for the religious law of the Jewish people. But Jesus was showing that God's grace is better than the law. That was he was teaching them. It is not the law that matters. It is the grace of God is what matters. Because we are sinners who need grace. Who need grace so that we can be redeemed by the grace of God. No science can explain the process of how God works in us through many, many events that are ordinary that he will take into extraordinary events. It was also a sign that says that God's ending is always the best if we can wait for it. Solomon, the wisest king, says in Ecclesiastes book that he says that better is the end of a thing than its beginning. If we wait for God to act and work through us and work through the event and with our faith, God's ending is going to be the best. God knows our weaknesses and understands our frustration and despair. God is at his best when we are not. The scripture offers assurance of comfort and God's presence with us. The master of the banquet said at the end that everyone brings out the choicest wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests get drunk. That's what they used to do. That's what the world does. They offer you the best things on the commercials, right? But when you actually buy the product, you feel it's nothing anywhere near to what you saw on TV. That's what the world offers you. They give you the best thing in the first. But God's ending is always the best. God says for the best till the last. The world puts its best up front and things go downhill from there. But when Jesus shows up, things go from good to best. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for the people who love him, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The best that the world has to offer now is only a hint of what is going to be. The difference will be as it is wine to water. It is going to be better in the end than in the beginning. Always wait for God's work to function and go through. Because God is greater than any of our needs. And he can make our desolate circumstances into delight. I don't know if I told you a story about a boy who was in the grocery store checking out at the cashier register with his mother. And you know how the grocery stores always stack up the candies near the cashier's register? And that is, they have a reason for it. You all know, especially when you have kids. You never get out if you have a kid without buying some of those candies. But in this cashier's register, there was a big bowl of candy left there saying that free, take as much as you want. And this kid looked at it and he didn't take anything. And the mom said, yeah, it's free, you can take it. And he was still looking at it. And the cashier also said that, you know, take this candy, it is free, take, you know, grab some from your hands. He would not do it. Then the cashier actually grabbed some hand with his hands and gave it to the boy with a full handful of candy. And he was so happy, and they went outside the parking lot, and the mom said, why didn't you pick up the candy by yourself? He said, his hands are bigger than mine. God's blessing is always better and bigger. It brims, it fills to brim and then overflowing joy. Any desolate circumstances, remember, God's people have a reason to be hopeful. That God will take it and make it a joyful occasion at the end. It may not be visible to our eyes in the front at that time. I don't know how I can talk to Jean and say that this is going to be a blessing. I don't know. But at the end, all these things will work together that it will be a blessing for our lives and for others. And let us go in that promise, in that faith that God's ending is the best. And let us wait for that. May God continue to guide us as people and church to do his will and to wait for his miracle to happen in our lives. Lord bless. We will have our communion today. As we do, we will do the sealed containers. Are any of you here into the parking lot for the communion? Nobody? Okay. so we know how one is coming. Got it on the screen. Okay. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your law. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. When nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to be a light to the nations. You scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts, and have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You put down the mighty from their thrones and exalt those of low degree. You fill the hungry with good things, and the rich you send away empty. Your own Son came among us as a servant to be Emmanuel, your presence with us. He humbled himself in obedience to your will and freely accepted death on a cross. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When he gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us who have gathered here, O Lord, and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. The United Methodist Church is an open table. We celebrate an open table. All people are invited to share in this Lord's table. It is not the church table, it's the Lord's table. Children, no barrier of denominations. If you believe in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross, please come and take part in this Lord's table today as the ushers guide you. Let us give thanks to God. This holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us, grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is Now Thank We All Our God. It's 102 in the blue book. It's also on the screen. Please stand if you are able for the closing hymn. Now thank we all our God.
for wondrous things has done, in whom this world rejoices. Who from our mother's womb has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. May this bounteous love to all our life be near us. With every joyful heart, with blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us still in grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and again. Oh, great and good Father, now we hear the Son and His who reigns with them in highest heaven. The one eternal God, the Word that filled and bore, who thus is the and shall be evermore.
Know in the promise that Jesus will be there in the midst of our desolation, and He can take our desolate moments into times of memories of delight. Like we read in the scripture that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for the people who love Him. Go in the promise, trusting in God. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.